Blog Talk Radio.
OG Sundays, Fabulous Lowrider Odie, The G Lou Show, hosted by G Lou, Flossie B, Hankster the Gangster, and the lovely Miss Queen Jean. Yes, sir. Let's take that ride, homie. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Love Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Love Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. OG Sundays, back to business. Big G Lou back with a vengeance. Cruising, rolling down the boulevard. I mean the boulevard, we coming way too hard. Big Floss in the gray lacrosse. G Hank in the lack with his wife in the back. I'm in the Benz, about to scoop up Gene. On the way to Block Talk, baby, talk to me. Got the keys to the city like Nip. Rest in peace to the king, we gon' keep this shit lit. 7 days a week, we stay smoky, but Sunday we listen to the Lowrider Odies. With the plaque in the back like snow, but between them a Cadillac, nigga, you know. Every Sunday we take that ride on the G Lou Show, my nigga, show you ride. Ride. It's the G Lou Show. OG Sundays, Fabulous Lowrider Odies. Flossie B, G Lou, Hankster the Gangster, and the lovely Miss Queen Jean. OG. Yes, sir. Every Sunday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 10 to 12 Eastern. 914-803-4001. One. Come take that ride with us. We in traffic like days and graphics. Church.
Welcome to OG Sundays, Fabulous Lowrider Odies. I am G Lou. I'll be joined by Flossie B, Queen Jean, Hanks of the Gangster, and our special guest, OG Gangster Fred Staves from Majestic's Compton, Santana Block. It's a beautiful thing, y'all. BTP Media is the sponsor, 93.3 Tweed FM Ism, DD Harrison, the GLouShow.com. Let's go.
On my mind, and all I feel,
welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to OG Sundays, Fabulous Lowrider Oldies, the G Luke Show. And I'm in tow with my homeboys and homegirls, my family. We are here. We are back for another spin. Let the games begin. It's G Lou, joined by Big Frost, the mother boss, and the lovely Nubian Queen Jean. They're all here. Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. What's up? Happy holidays, everybody. You know what I'm saying? We back live on the G Lou Show. Hey, Queen Jean.
Hey. How you guys doing this evening?
Ooh,
boy, it's hot here in L.A. today. I heard it's about 100, feel like 100 out there.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's still kind of warm. It's just now cooling off and shit. I've been whooped today. Mm. Queen Jean, how you doing, sweetie?
I'm okay, Flossie. Thank you. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm blessed. Trying to get a little personality, a little full today. I didn't eat too much. I ate enough to be full today. No, but, yeah, I'm cool. We back, Jack. I see we got a live show tonight, G-Lo. We got Compton
in
the house.
Yes, sir, you know.
Compton
yes, sir, Compton is back. Compton
yes,
is back.
Shout
you know, like you said, he going to be the ambassador. So, you know, we're working on that. So shout out to Gangster. He going to join us tonight here in a minute. Shout out to Compton.
The Majestics, the Santanas, the whole
yes,
Compton car. Right on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's going down. We live tonight, Jack. So like Flaw said,
yes,
we live.
Sir.
So if you want to call in tonight, the call-in number is 914-803-4001. Remember to press 1 if you want to speak, and we'll bring you in. We got Queen Jean here. We got Flossie B. Hank Norman will be pulling up shortly. And everybody out there in La La Land or wherever you are tonight listening to us, we appreciate the love and support. We're going to have a great show tonight.
That part. Yep, and everybody, shout out to everybody enjoying themselves today, man. You know, glad, you know, funning in the sun. Everybody got to, you know, do a little holiday, a little normalcy. You know what I'm saying? But
right,
we gonna keep on receiving these blessings and keep living, man. That's what we need to do, man. Keep living.
That part in that order. That part in that
yes,
order.
Sir.
Hope everybody get you some personality tonight. Drink you some water. Mix it if you know you can have a drink, but. Mix some water in there every now and then, like Flaw said, to keep everything moist, you know, and on point, and all that. Get you personality, because we're going to have a great show tonight, man. It's Flossie, BG, Lou, Queen Jean. You sure? You okay over there, Queen?
Yeah, I'm okay, thanks.
Okay,
I'm okay.
Okay.
I actually just kind of woke up, you know, so I'm still waking up.
Oh, okay.
But I'm okay.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, all right, we'll keep...
Waking back. No, just playing.
Let's do a little serenade with you then. Let's get in traffic like Dave the Graphic. Let's take a ride on the G Lou Show.
Yay. Let's go, bro.
We're going to wake Queen Jean up. Live on the Queen on the G Lou Show.
Yay.
Turn city to city, hundred spoke, chronic smoke, what's up another Philly?
Done dilly, them niggas still tripping off that old shit.
Really?
How silly.
It's a whole nother day.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg
and Doc motherfucking Drake.
Nigga, can you feel this?
It's the D.O. Devil, you don't run out, you won't see no trouble.
If you caught up in these fucking streets,
who you gon' call when them niggas getting ready to play?
Yeah, and if that shit's getting ugly,
who you gon' call when them niggas come to get in your ass?
I can't get in that ass. Big ditto, push the big hit off. You hopping and popping, how about you hop up off my biddles? Got dirt on my piddles, I broke a few littles. It really don't matter, cause I'm only here to spit on and get on and shit on niggas. Do it to them, D.O. Double, right on, nigga. I'm sagging, bagging, slang them dubs. You motherfuckers think the wash is on soap and sub. What's up, dub? If you're trying to get a dub sack page, man, the whole say D.Lo, you so crazy. Poppin' that shit, don't phase, man. I need my chips and the dip, it's like gravy.
Now back to the lecture at hand. Perfection is expected and I'm feeling that demand. Los Angeles, broad day gunning. That ain't no earthquake, it's just Dre coming. If this shit ain't played, the party ain't bumping. If I don't show up, the hoes ain't fucking.
Real talk,
Cali sunshine, come visit. Just don't stop at stop signs with bullet holes in it. All-star league, you riding benches. I handles my business,
fuck fake niggas. I sell game, a quarter million a track. Snooping a good doc, back with a brand new sack. Shit's wrong, money gone, I blast. Out of town, out of bounds, no pass. Running up, talking shit, get smashed. Shoot first, ask questions last.
Falling back on that ass, hit the switch and let the ass just drain. 2001, 2002, cash. My nigga, what you holding? Step out with the Stacey's in the Snoop Dogg clothing. Rolling with the braids in my head. Crimped out, way pimped out, oh yeah. You got to pay the cost to be the boss. After all that dirt, I got to get my shit washed.
Wash.
You know, the biggest question I ask is comparing Tupac to Nipsey. See, Tupac didn't live long enough to do his. He had the right blueprint, just like Nipsey. Nipsey lived his. He did that because he started in that corner and he turned it. It ain't hard to do. And what makes it feel so bad, a lot of these older rappers have been around, they should feel bad, ashamed of themselves, man, because this was the plan from the get-go. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully now everybody can get back to the plan. You know what I'm saying? The cars, the Bentleys, the juries. No, buy something in the hood, man. Let's buy the hood back, man. You know what I'm saying? We're not running from the hood no more. You know what I'm saying? We're coming back to the hood to buy it back, to do better. You know what I'm saying?
I've told you how much I love you in quite some time. And you have all the right in the world to ask me. Yes, I love you. Not only do I love you, I give you all the respect in the world. Because you are the woman you are. My woman. My one and only. And I feel truly blessed to share my life with you. Both of us, the surviving together, challenging the world, experiencing life.
Let me tell you one word I could use, authentic. Gangsta Authentic all around the board. He done did it all from game banging to, you know, now he put all his time into cars. Whether if he was still in jail to like today, you know what I'm saying? But I'm happy that he out now, you know what I'm saying? And he's showing that he a G. It ain't sprayed on him. It's in him.
His brand of gangsters, you know, what gangsterism on the West Coast was really founded on.
From the grind, I don't punch no clock. Find states to overtake and go dump more crops. Been a minute since I ended, never took none off. Full duty niggas knew me as who do no talk. Trench coat, brim.
Yes, sir. He is here without any further ado. The original Baby Gangster is in the building. He's coming up right after this.
Smooth, baby. Stanley Dippin. For the motherfucking 9-3. But you don't hear me, though. Straight everyday banging. Slangin', you know what I mean? That hoorah, Stanley Dippin.
Baby, through my neighborhood, stop at Big Top. Get a bag of chips and a dollar wine. Roll down greasily, take a left for caress. Fire up the eagle, can't fuck with the stress. Hanging out with my niggas. Sitting in my boat, with fingers on the trigger. Always ready for some sex tripping. That's while I'm dipping and dabbing, tripping and dipping. Never catch me flipping. Checking out the bitches. Raise up the phone and fuck with the switches. Front and back and pause on three. Ragtop phone, sitting on the D. Checking ass for the big booty one. Mack it to the spine and let her ride shotgun. Go by the park and check the nigga road. Stayed up, crips and dominology road. Stop the niggas from hanging like nuts. Even when one time for stuff. One time I get checked like a bitch. White boys in this nigga's split. Move on before you can't pass. And 8-4-3 come back to haunt your ass. You ain't gonna change a goddamn thing. It's plain and simple, cause things don't change. When you're gone, we'll still be crippin' and making cash money. Steady dripping.
The underground is moving fast. This man, they're getting fucking on that bus. The underground is moving fast. This man, they're getting fucking on that bus. The underground is moving fast. This man, they're getting fucking on that bus. The underground is moving fast. This man, they're getting fucking on that bus. The underground is moving fast.
Keeping boys in the hood with two upside. The trips is rolling deep and them five niggas is driving dead hard. That's why I couldn't beat a Snoop. I got to have my line, my bookings, and my motherfucking suit. And my caddy hitting corners, hit the switch and drop my serial niggas on my check. Like a bitch, 6-0, drilling, murdering 20. Punch out mafia, I tell them good and plenty. Say, no, it's a motherfucking G, bitch. I got my grip, tuck, death in my cleavage. And if a nigga wanna check, I got my steel dick, dick, tuck down with the motherfucking pussy. Yeah, get a real ninja, cause I got something to prove. Kick him through a motel. Pull a motherfucking jack move. Me become a slob. Oh, never see. No, a motherfucking crip forever.
When I break you off, if I don't stick the dick in you again, then you wanna take me off and tell my bitch how I fucked you on the floor. I didn't just tell her about the dick that's shoved in your throat and the patio. Cause you're nothing but a salt shaker.
cause the dick that you're getting is a faker. I know it's like when you have the chronic, you don't want the sissy sisters. Why you let me fuck your click, clean your kissy with your best friend? It wasn't a game of football, but I hiked it. And just like Mike, and guess what? She liked it. Ask what could I do, she said, anything you wanna. Whip up here with on, you best believe I whipped it on her. And that flat from a Mac, a Damien, 100 hoes, and they mad cause I'm claiming one. But I don't give a fuck cause I'm busted. Your sister and your pregnant ass cousin, and I'm still
sick. Start ripping off this bitch, I ain't playing. It ain't like you my woman, you know what I'm saying. Eric got inside, got spanking on that ass. Her engine got hot, she started moving real fast. Started ripping off this bitch, I ain't playing. It ain't like you my woman, you know what I'm saying. Eric got inside, got spanking on that ass. Her engine got hot, she started moving real fast.
Okay, okay, back. OG Sunday, the G-Lou Show. G-Lou, Flossy B, Queen Jean. We got our special guest just pulled up. Baby Gangster, the original. Good evening, Gangster.
What's up, homeboy? What's going on with you?
All right, all right, all right, all right. My bad. Good to have you back, man. How you doing?
Oh, man, that shit. I'm great. I ain't got no complaints. It's good to be back, baby.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Good to
have
you back, man. Good to see you. Good health. Oh.
Yeah, you know, a lot of shit been going on since the last time I came. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But we'll get into all that whenever you get ready, you know?
Okay, okay. Well, go ahead and say what up, everybody. I got the homie Flossy B from Long Beach. I got Queen Jean. Hank ain't pulled
hey,
up
hey,
yet.
Hey, what's up, love one? What's up, everybody? You know what I'm saying? This your boy, G.A. No, I ain't got just nothing but love for y'all, baby. All day,
that's
every
right.
day.
That's right. That's right. What's up, baby?
What's up?
Hey, you ain't pulled that new thing out yet, huh?
Oh, well, I'm going to pull him out for the Las Vegas Super Show, man. November the 20th, man. It's going down.
Oh,
that's perfect. That's perfect. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, you know, motherfuckers got to make a statement. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Gangster, this Flossy from Long Beach. You know I'm going to kick the first question off. What's the first what's the first song you gonna play in that thing, man? What's
the
first
song
you gonna play?
Well, the name of the car is Irresistible Bitch, man. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna probably throw that motherfucking West Side Connection. You know Prince made a song called Irresistible Bitch.
Exactly.
And the West Side Connection made a song called Irresistible Bitch too. You know,
okay.
So
ooh, okay.
one of them
up.
Motherfuckers gonna be.
Yeah, I gotta pull
man.
That up.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's the name
okay.
of the car. So that's the name of the car, the Irresistible Bitch.
Irresistible Bitch, that's the name of the car.
Y'all heard it live
wow.
from the GOT's mouth. Y'all heard it from his mouth. There it
oh,
is.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, baby.
The Las Vegas Super Show, that's what it's going to be presented.
Man,
that part
that's when it's going down.
That part
hey,
there.
Gangster, I wanted to ask you a question, too. Next question, I know you've been doing, now you have your podcast type of thing going on. Tell the people about what you got going on with that so they can tap
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I got a podcast on YouTube called OGENT TV, like for OG Entertainment TV, but it's OGENT TV. You know what I'm saying? My podcast is something different, man. You know, mostly I'm going to have celebrities on there and shit like that too, but you know what I'm saying? Mostly my podcast is about, you know what I'm saying, what we can do to better ourselves, you know what I'm saying, with different situations and different topics. You know, like I did one
right.
on snitching. I did one on, you know, what if we all came together? You know what I'm saying, what would happen? You know what I'm saying? I'm finna do one on fatherhood probably tomorrow. I usually do them on Fridays, but I'm going to have Glasses Malone on there this coming Friday. So I just... This one about fatherhood been on my mind real tough, so I think I'm going to do one about fatherhood probably tomorrow.
Right on.
Right.
That's a
okay.
blessing. That's
yeah,
a blessing.
That's dope.
Yes,
yeah.
sir.
Yeah. That is.
Yeah,
that's
you know,
big.
A lot of these youngsters out here lost, man. You know
they
what I'm
really
saying?
Are,
ain't no, ain't no father in the household. You know, these deadbeat-ass daddies ain't stepping up, man. Niggas running around and making all these motherfucking babies, homie. And they ain't stepping up, motherfucker. Strap up then. You know
That's
what I'm
right.
saying?
Right.
Fuck the bullshit.
Yeah.
If you know you
yeah.
don't want to have
right.
no baby with this woman, you know what kind of woman you fucking with regardless from the
yeah.
get-go. If you don't
exactly.
want to have no baby, you strap
right.
up. You know what I'm saying?
Or leave it alone. We see it, or leave it alone.
Or leave it alone. You know what I'm saying? And it's a whole lot of these dumbass, deadbeat-ass niggas out here. I don't even supposed to be saying the N-word. I'm trying to stop that. But, hey,
that's
man,
right.
It's a whole bunch of these brothers that's just full of shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that,
and the
kid,
and the kid, and the kids is the one suffering, though.
Exactly.
You know
and
what I'm saying?
That's why we need your podcast, people like your podcast, the G-Lou Show and all that, to start, you know, to keep awareness going, man. We need that type thing because if all they got is just rap videos and all this, they're going to stay lost, man. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, homie. Right. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? You got to talk about some real shit, man. You know what I'm saying? It ain't just all about these bum-ass celebrity niggas just running around acting stupid and doing stupid-ass shit. You know what I'm saying? What the hell is you doing for the – what you trying to do for your people, for the community? What you trying to do positive?
If
ain't nothing positive, like every time I talk to a celebrity, homie, something positive finna come up out of this shit.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna allow it not to.
Yeah.
You know that shit. That's crazy, man. But yeah, I'm gonna jump on that probably tomorrow. You know,
what days are the podcasts so people can know?
It's on Fridays at 6:00. But I'm gonna probably do a special one tomorrow. Just to see how mine be live. I do live podcasts so I can interact with the public. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
I can
interact with my subscribers if they got questions or you know what I'm saying, they want to make statements, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Hey, just come on, let's go. I don't want to just sit up and film one and then post it and fuck all that editing and all that shit. We finish this
shit
live.
Just give it raw.
We gonna do it live, and it is what it is, man.
That's right. That's what it's supposed to be, live, We got Gangsta from Compton on the G-Lou Show tonight. If y'all want to call in and holler at Gangsta, man, call in 914-803-4001. Press 1 to speak, man. He holler back. We all holler back.
I holler back for real.
That part. Well, hey, let's take a ride real quick. Let's get in traffic like Dayton's and Graphics real quick and come on back. Let's take a ride real quick.
That's right.
All right. We got Gangsta. We'll be back.
What's happening, baby? Did you miss me over the weekend? If you did, I'm sorry. But now that I'm here, I don't want to bore you with a long, irrelevant conversation. But you see, doll, I think it's about time for me to get real serious about you. Because if someone was to rip me off for you, I couldn't account for my actions afterwards, and the way I feel, knowing that you should have been mine all the time. But you see, I not only want you, baby, but I need you. And the need is so strong, it's almost like that of a junkie. In other words, baby, I just got to have you. Listen to me, darling. Please, listen to me. What is a love, Jones? Shucks, doll. It's when you love someone very, very much.
and you just can't seem to get yourself together. Like last Friday in class, when Mr. Russell was giving us the test, I was sitting up staring at you and daydreaming. I know I failed, a test paper with nothing but my name on it? I guess anybody can have a love, Jones. It's just love, but true love. The way I feel about you, that's a love, Jones. If you've comprehended anything I've said, and you find that you do love me, then all I want to hear from you, doll, is that you too have a love, Jones.
We love everybody. So stay tuned in to our shows, our Friday flashback, our West Side Wednesdays, and of course, our number one rated Blog Talk Radio show, our OG Fabulous Lowrider Oldie show with the dopest squad, G Lou, Big Flossy, Hangsta the Gangster, and of course, myself, Queen Jean. Peace and love.
Yay. We are back. We are back at it with our special guest, Gangster Man from Compton, Majestics.
Yeah, baby, man. You know, we say, Compton, period. You know what I'm saying? The CPT, period. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It ain't just all about the Majestics. It's all about Compton. Compton before the Majestics.
Right. Hey, Gangster, let me ask you this. You've been a fixture in the community, not alone coming from where you come from, doing it for years, but now you've been involved in the other side of trying to help the city and getting involved and working with the council members and all of them things like that. How things been since you got on board with that?
Man, them motherfuckers fake, man. All the motherfucking council members is fucking fake, man. All that, man, I'm going to tell you, I tried to fuck with them, tried to support them, the mayor. I had her back 150 motherfucking percent, man. All they do is lead you on, tell you what the fuck you want to hear, get your fucking support, get what they can get out of you, man, and fuck you. On some real shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I was in that motherfucking dollar numbers, calling motherfuckers, trying to get them to vote, all kind of, trying to sign motherfuckers up to vote, all kind of motherfucking shit on me. You know what I'm saying? But then when they get in office and shit, you know what I'm saying? First thing they do is get a family member a job or a friend a job, a motherfucker that couldn't get them one vote.
Hey, Gangster, this is Flossy. Hey, Gangster, it's a question I had to ask too, man. What have you heard anything about? I see they made a bunch of noise about it, but they tore Compton High down. I ain't heard about what they doing with that. Is they finna put a new facility up there or what?
Yeah, they building a whole new school. It's a whole new Compton High they finna build.
Okay.
It's going to be Compton High?
Yeah, they building a whole new school with that motherfucker, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be top of the line.
Yeah, I can see it's going to be all state of the art. They left the, they tore everything down and left the original administration building, you know what I'm saying? But I think that they don't even put that, that should be more in the news, because when they tore that building down, man, a lot of these niggas should have stepped up, because that was a lot of history being tore down, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know,
and it was
really,
like, go ahead.
Really, because really, you know, Compton High used to be Compton College before they built the Compton College. You know, that motherfucker got a whole lot of history.
That's what I was saying. It seemed like
that's
when they tore it down,
right there. Yeah.
It would have been been more of a, you know, motherfuckers spoke on it more. You know, these, like you say, these fake rappers and all these motherfuckers in positions. Would have been spoke on that, man.
I think it's, you know, at the end of the day, the school was old, and at the end of the day, shit, they need a new school for the next generation.
It needed,
you know,
but it was some kind of reckoning.
It should have been some kind. You know, I'm lucky because I got the motherfucking mural of Compton High on my trunk, on the trunk of my truck.
On that car, yeah.
I got the mural on the trunk of my motherfucking car. That's history making right there.
Okay, that's history. Yeah, I'm going to say, that's part of history, without a doubt. Shout out to Compton, the whole city of Compton, man.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
We're
still hanging,
baby.
Yeah, we love Compton, man.
The city council, they need to get their shit together, man. They're a fucking wreck. There's all kind of crooks up in that motherfucker. All kind of bullshit going on, man. The motherfuckers don't be wanting to make the best decisions for the city. You know what I'm saying? They'll vote no on something just because they don't like the motherfucker. That it's a good idea. It's good. They'll vote no because the motherfucking council member that brought it up, you know, they don't like them. Too much personal shit, homie. And now they ain't doing the city's business, homie.
Yeah, because Compton got too much potential, man. Way too much potential.
You know, and there's all this gang shit going on, man. Shit done flared back up and shit. The homie got gunned down the other day with his little son. Son got shot 10 years old, like 6-7 times.
Mm.
Both of them in critical condition.
Damn.
You know, it's just some fucking bullshit, man.
Yeah, and it's a lot
of shit needs to
be addressed. Yeah.
Well, you know, we had the gang intervention, homie, from like 2016, 2017, 2018, something like that, homie. And shit, the motherfucking, the murder rate was down like 75%. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But they just used us for that, to get to the president, to get to the brother's keeper, to get that money. And after that, they said, fuck us, y'all shut the gang program down and everything, man.
Yeah,
how you gonna stop something to save? How you gonna stop something to saving lives, man?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
That should be the number one.
They didn't give no explanation for why they stopped it.
Talking about no funding. You motherfuckers got funding. Y'all told y'all had funding.
Yeah, they always do. Exactly, they always do, man.
They just got their numbers and they were good after that. They just wanted those numbers for the stats and they was good after that.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Got a caller. Quick, let me ask Queen. Queen, do you have any questions for Gangster? I know Queen hasn't been up here.
Oh, I just wanted to say salute to you, and I'm also a resident of Compton. I was born and raised in Compton. I'm from the 166th and Hillsborough side of Compton, but we've moved all over in Compton, but I'm definitely from there. The CPT, but salute to you, and I'm interested in watching your podcast as well. And
I'm telling you where to go.
what'd you say again? Yeah, I heard the part about you moved all over Compton and everything like that.
And interested in watching tuning into your podcast, and salute to everything that you're doing. Look, I was just peekabooing on your Instagram page too. And I'm checking out this throwback from 1983. That's a cold throwback picture with you and your auntie on it. That's a cold throwback picture. That is a cold picture. That is like magazine. That's even worth putting on one of your writers because that's real old school. That's definitely that look from 1983 for sure. That waistline leather jacket.
Without a doubt.
Yes, I was checking that out. But I'm just going to lean back and listen to the history of an OG from the CPT and take it all in.
Oh, yeah, it's all okay. Good. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I'm just, you know, like I tell a motherfucker, I done did a lot of shit wrong. I done did a lot of shit that I shouldn't have done. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to do what's right. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make amends. I'm trying to do whatever I can do to help these kids out here. I'm trying to, you know, help educate motherfuckers just on some real shit, you know what I'm saying, about life, period. You know, because you know what, shit, we as a people, we fucked up. Ain't no trust, ain't no love, and ain't no respect.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just fucking crazy, man. Everybody else is doing their thing. Everybody else is, ain't nobody got a problem with it. But you know what I'm saying? We the only ones that's still in the fucking ice age. You know what
You're
I'm
right.
saying?
Yeah.
We the ones that don't want to help each other. We the ones that don't want to do shit. But then we always fucking complaining. Then you got dumbass brothers and sisters get up there hollering about, oh, we don't need reparations. Yeah, motherfucker, we need reparations. If we need to get our reparations, that's going to give us some motherfucking wealth like everybody else got wealth. Hell, you mean we don't need reparations?
Give me my
40 acres and a mule. You know how much 40 acres is? That's why they didn't give it to us. Because after Lincoln said we could get it, and he got killed, they realized that, shit, we can't give these motherfuckers no 40 acres of peace and a mule. They had a whole country.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
we
live,
deep.
Hold on,
we
let live. Me wait there. Hank, the gas just pulled up. G, Hank, what up?
Okay.
Hey,
what's going on?
What's up, G Lou, man? I heard Gangsta was on, man. I was out with the wife here on a little marriage date, man. But I said, baby, Gangsta on tonight. I got to get the fuck on. We got to cut this motherfucker show.
What's up, homeboy? What's up, baby?
Hey, it's all good, love one. You doing all right, man? I done heard about you, nigga. I'm finna get on there and get on the YouTube, man, and get on your channel.
Hey, look, homie, I need all y'all, homie. Spread the word to hit y'all Instagrams, hit your Facebooks, whatever. And then you know what I'm saying? You have all your followers go and follow the podcast. That's a different kind of podcast, homie. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This ain't that all about the bullshit. This some real shit. And I ain't going to allow no motherfucker to come on there with no bullshit.
That boy.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know,
most
of my...
Yeah, I was checking it out the other night. I was watching the other night you was on live. What happened?
What's the name of the podcast again, Key Lou?
Everything.
It's, I think a G Perspective. I'm not sure, but it's on his channel. I'm not sure the name on it, but it's on his channel, the OG Entertainment channel.
OGN. Yeah, I think it's OGN. Something like that.
OG Entertainment. Yeah. What happened? You lost
Gangsta? He owned it. I don't know what happened.
No, I mean, it's OG.
I just don't hear him.
It's OGENTTV.
Yeah.
That part.
Okay.
There it is there. OGENTTV.
Yeah,
but you
got to
put a space. You got to put a space between the TV.
There it is. OG Entertainment
right
TV.
Right
here.
Let me take a caller, Gangsta. We got a caller, Floss.
Okay.
Let's take a caller.
Caller, hello.
They've been there for
hello.
Weeks.
Caller, hello.
I even left out of town.
It blew my mind.
He didn't press one. He didn't press one.
Leak out of space.
He didn't press one. I just cut him off. Okay. My bad. All right. So we're here with the Gangsta, man. We got Hanks of the Gangsta, Flossie B, Queen Jean. The calling number is 914-803-4001. You got a call, question for Gangsta. Press one. You dig? What we got, Floss?
Man, let's take a ride, man. Let's get in traffic like Dayton's and Graphics.
Like you do about this time.
Okay, guys, that's dip.
Let's do it.
Get on down.
Bro. Huh?
Gotta get up. Get on down.
Y'all know how you do. And we got Queen Jean.
bro. I'm saying she keep it real clean. You hear what I'm saying? And we also have Jackie Ray Phillips waiting in the wings. So when y'all get a chance, tune in, man. Get turned on, man. It's a new show. Me and Trap, like Daisy and Graff.
Nothing hurts worse than a heart in pain, and there's nothing more serious than when your man's to blame.
I first got when I got in the lowrider was unbelievable, man. I didn't, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't believe it, just the way the car moved, the way it just, you know, that's a hell of a feeling, man. Especially when you got the oldies playing, you got the music up. Ain't nothing right. I'm like, it's over.
I know I'm fucked. What's up, bro? You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck if I live to be 120. I'm going to be on the passenger seat of one of my great-great-grandkids while he's driving. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, that's what I like. Ain't nothing like low ride. I done spent at least, shit, man, I probably done spent about $1 million, man. Yeah, it was worth it. Because that's what I love. Anytime you're doing something you love, it got to be worth it. The link between cars and the gang culture, you know what I'm saying, that's from day one.
Low ride was an escape for gang members because it was something else to do. You know what I'm saying? You wasn't just hanging around the neighborhood or going in somebody's neighborhood looking for somebody to shoot or beat up. You know what I'm saying? It was a relief. You could have fun. You could do something else.
Yeah, yay. We back at it, the G Lou Show, OG Sundays, Fabulous Slow Rider Oldies with Flossie B, G Lou, Queen Jean, Hank to the Gangster, and our special guest, the original Baby Gangster from Compton. Gangster, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here, brother.
Okay.
Like rock and roll. We're in the state.
Okay, for sure. Check it out. Let me see. I'm going to take a couple callers. We got some callers out there. People may have some questions. Let me see. Let me go to the phone line. Caller, hello.
What's going on, G Lou? Reverend Ali here, man. Wanted to give a shout out, say what's up to Gangster. What's going on with you, OG? You know what I'm saying?
What's up,
man? I'm out here, man, in San Diego, man, listening to you, man. So I just said, let me tap in, you know, because I'm one of them unofficial the G Lou Show on Sundays, man. You know, Flossie B and Hanks the Gangster, they won't let me in, man. So, you know, I'm still paying my dues, you know what I mean?
Hey, you got to finish building this car. You got to get your car right. Then you got to pull your, you can't pull the car until you get it right.
Hey, Gangster, I've been in the car ride for 5 years with Flossie. He done left me on the corner in Long Beach. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know this is the way he talking about. You know, look, I got all the lingo. Let's take a ride, dates and graphics. You know, I got it all, man. I'm ready for him. I got everything I need. Now I got the OG Gangster right here. He just said he with me. So, you know, Flossie and Hanks of the Gangster and Queen Jean and OG G Lou. I mean, you know, I did like 50 push-ups already, Gangster.
If you can do 50 push-ups, you good.
All right,
Cody. Yeah.
For real.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Well, anyway, man, I'm going to let y'all get back to your show. Reverend Ali, love you, Gangster out here in San Diego, man,
hey,
listening
love you
to
too,
you.
Baby.
Ali.
I'm going to go get the mirror. Y'all finna get in this mirror, man, put on one of my Hanks of the Gangster hats. You know, he's selling hats now and everything.
Yes, sir. Yeah, go ahead.
My OG.
Much love,
Reverend.
Go ahead. Much love, Reverend Ali. Shout out to
Ali.
San Diego, man. Everybody that's zipping out of San Diego. Shout out to Diego.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Dago, man. Anybody
Ali.
Else got some questions for Gangster?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's get
I do. I'm just asking anybody else. He said, "Let's get traffic." So, hey, Gangster. But Gangster, check it out. In the meantime, I know, like you said, it's been a lot going on since you've been here last time. Pandemic and all these things. What's been going on with Gangster, man? How you been keeping yourself sane and all through all these crazy times?
I've been staying sucker free, man.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's the best medicine. I've been staying sucker free, homie.
Yeah,
we got to say what's up to the backbone. We can't leave
that boy hold it down.
Hey, believe me, man. Every real man need a strong woman, man.
And that's true to the depth, man. That's true to the depth. I know.
Yes, sir. You spoke a real word on that one.
Yes, sir.
We live on the G Lou show, man. We got Compton in the house tonight, man. We in traffic tonight,
man. We got Compton in the house.
Sir.
Gangster, what you want to hear, man? Gangster, tell me what you want to hear, man.
I want to hear. You know, you got that A line that is a Magic Knight.
Oh,
it's a Magic Knight by A line, the same ones that made Rock and Roll Gang.
Oh, he went there.
Right. Yeah. He did. I wasn't ready for
he
you.
He went there.
That is a magic. That Magic Knight is a motherfucker, boy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's a bad
he went there on
Yes, sir. He went there on me. I got him, though. I got something for him, though. Hey, but we're going to come right back,
man. You know that Rock and Roll Gangsters, man, theme song. But that motherfucker,
yes,
Magic Knight, is a motherfucker, man.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
We're dipping tonight with Gangsta, man. We out here trying to play Daisy Graphics, man.
Like we do around this time.
My baby needs me.
Number one rated blog talk radio show with the dopest squad exploding the airwaves. The amazing G Lou, the man himself, Big Flossy Will, he's just bossy. Hank the Gangster, he brings that gangster swag. And me, Queen Jean, who just sits on the throne and bring that energy. Live your truth and stay solid. Peace and love.
You see, baby, I've been thinking about it, yeah. And I've been wanting to get next to you, baby. You see, sometime I pull my arms, I say, ooh, whoa, oh, baby.
But you know, man, I love what you're doing, G Lou. You always got a channel in for folks to be able to reach out and speak and say something about their life and what they're doing and get some feedback. And back in the days, we didn't have that. A lot of folks died because they couldn't get that help. They couldn't get that ear to listen. So now, today, 2019, we don't have that no more. We have a way where people can speak out and save just one life, G Lou. You saved enough. So I love you, man. I love you, sister, for calling in and telling your story. Rev Ali is my name. If you ever see me anywhere, tap me on the shoulder. I got a hug for you. And if you need me, I'm there for you like what they call Zorro.
Well,
that's
right. Thank you. Thank you very much. It means a lot.
Don't you realize in order for us to make this thing work, man, we've got to get rid of the pimps and the pushers and the prostitutes and then start all over again clean.
Hey, look, nobody's pushing me anyway, okay? I mean, not you, not the cops, nobody, man. I mean, you want to get rid of the pushers, I'll help you. But don't send your people after me.
Oh, come on, John. Can't you see that we can't get rid of one without getting rid of the other? We got to come down on both of them at the same time in order for this whole thing to work for the people.
Hey, look, nobody's closing me out of my business.
Hey, man, I need my flesh and blood. You make me make a decision I don't want to make, John. You're my brother, man. Can't you understand that?
Look, being brothers ain't got nothing to do with it, man. I mean, I got a right to live my life the way I want to live it. I mean, being rich and black means something, man. Don't you know that? Being poor and black don't mean shit. We're living in different times. When you and I were young kids, I mean, there were no heroes. We got all sorts of heroes now. But there are kids out there who look up to me, man.
Man, can't you see that's just teaching black kids to exploit their own kind? And that's sick.
Well, it's not sick, man. It's sick when you get a chance to get out of a rat-infested ghetto and you don't.
Oh, wow, then you really lost your love for the brothers altogether then, haven't you?
I mean, don't be dropping that brotherly love shit on me, man. I mean, for 5 years I sat up in that place and you never visited me one time, man. You didn't bring me a dime. You didn't write me a letter.
Well, that's because I figured you wanted something better than dimes and letters and visits. So I tried to create some kind of organization that you can use to fight the system that's been fucking with you. You can goddamn brainwash to use it.
I just wanted to see you, man. That's all.
Hey, hey, this is Kenya Ware from Kenya Ware Fam, and I just love the G-Lu show, and I thank the man, yes, the man in charge, G-Lu, for all his love and support for Kenya Ware Fam. Of course, Flossy, thanks to the gangster, and the Queen Queen. I love y'all.
Okay, we back at it with our special guest, Gangsters, in the building. Thanks to the gangster G-Lu, Queen Jean, Flossie B. We are here.
Hey, G-Lo, I got one question for Gangster, man.
Go ahead.
Gangster.
What's up, man?
Hey, baby, you know, hey, this Big Hank, man, I know this, it's a lot of podcasts and iPods, whatever, podcasts that's out. Everybody got a podcast now. I need you to let my viewers know and all the other viewers know what separates your podcast from all the other podcasts.
Because my podcast is about us. It's about the people. It's about getting our shit together. It's about coming together as one. And it's all different kind of issues as far as it got to do with gang issues, snitching issues, family issues, father issues, mother issues, mental health issues. It ain't just about putting a celebrity on there acting stupid or just doing some celebrity shit. You know what I'm saying? With my podcast is on some positive shit, homie.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about, man. Y'all heard it straight from the horse's mouth. Y'all got it straight from where it's coming from, man. You dig what I'm saying? That's what we talk about, man, bringing everybody together. We don't care what color it is, blue, red, green, yellow. We don't give a fuck. Yeah, but just come together, man.
Believe me,
every time after you listen to one of my podcasts, homie, you going to get something out of it. You know what I'm saying? It's positive. Even if it's a celebrity. And I'm coming with some. It's going to be something about that motherfucker, or he ain't coming up on there.
Yes, sir. That's cool. All right, guys, that's what I'm talking about, man, that positivity. That's what we on. Yes, sir.
Yeah, Dave, man, just spread the word, man. OGENTTV, man. You know what I'm saying? We motherfuckers listening to all that goofy, dumb shit all day.
Let's give us some real shit.
Right.
That's what I'm talking
for sure,
about.
For sure. Bullshit.
I'm with it.
Hey, let me take a caller.
I think we got a caller
out there. Let me see. Caller, hello.
Good evening, gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. Good evening. Boys and all around the world. Tweet kind of like
that. I listen to G. Lou all the time.
Big shout out to the speaker. Block, everything's going down. The podcast. Should have been here 10 years ago. The impact would have even been good way back then. I commend you on that.
You got us on speakerphone, Tweet.
Yeah, I can.
Sorry about that. Can y'all hear me now?
Okay, yeah, there we go.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
Okay, damn. I forgot what I just said.
Yeah.
No, but man, I want to give love to the Gangster. For the podcast, as I stated, it should have been done years ago, and the impact would have been just as valuable as it is today. So that's a beautiful situation as well, because at least people know your track record, your reputation, your credibility, everything matters. So that's what, to answer and piggyback off of Hankster's question, what separates you from any other podcast, that's it right there, sir.
Yeah, because, a lot of these, most of 90% of these podcasters ain't been through shit. They ain't been to jail. They ain't lived a life. They ain't been in the streets. They just some square motherfuckers that jumped on that motherfucker trying to steal a way to make money. You know what I'm saying?
Sir.
They don't give a damn about the community or, you know what I'm saying, about none of that. They ain't trying to do nothing positive. All they doing is just trying to get views on me. That's it.
Yes, sir.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
I got a question, too, man, in regards to, the Lowrider music. It was a trip that you requested to that A-Lon, and G. Lou and I had the privilege of interviewing A-Lon, and what we didn't know until then was not only was that, a hell of a track and a hell of a song that we've listened to for years and years, but he was also playing those guitars. That shit was phenomenal, man.
That shit was hard. That reminded me of like Santana. Santana?
Yep.
He played that shit like that too.
Yes. If you can name one of your...
I thought that Magic Knight a motherfucker, man.
Hey, man, it really is, man. If you can name one track that you would be considered just the ultimate when you get in the car, especially on date night. I can give you my number one favorite would be the Soul Generation, Body and Soul. That right there works every time. That
well,
right there is like
that,
the classic.
That works every time. I'm going to tell you another class that I love you for all seasons, man. That's a bad motherfucker, man.
Ooh. Indeed. Indeed. Ooh,
yeah,
it sure
yeah.
is.
The whole
yeah.
winter, spring,
sure
winter
is.
Spring, summer, and fall. I love you for all seasons.
Exactly.
Now, any explain,
yeah,
any explaining, you know what I'm saying?
And
that's
they
bad.
Got a
that's
long
bad.
Version. They got
yeah,
a remix version, man. I need to send y'all to. I got
I
access
need,
to a
remix
version.
Version.
Oh, man, I got that, baby. Man, you better know it. But look, man,
yeah, I need,
here's
I
my
need
plight.
That.
Here's
hey,
my
listen,
plight,
homie,
man.
Listen. But listen, let me just say this, homie. When I was a youngster, homie, coming up low riding and dipping, homie, you know, I'm Mac a bitch. I'm just, I'm not bitch, you know. I'm sorry about that. A female up, you know, that's just the way we talk sometimes. But don't take
right.
it literally. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm Mac
right.
a female up just to get her in the car, just to get her on the date, homie. But when she get in that car, all them, every song I'm banging is macking her up, homie.
You got the
yeah,
soundtrack.
I tell her, just listen to this music, and after you listen to it, tell me something.
You
know
you
what
preach
I'm
to the choir.
Song, I'm telling you, every song is, well, man, that's. Today,
you
homie.
Preach it to the choir,
back then,
man.
Back then, every song was a story. Every
exactly.
song was a real story, and it meant something, homie.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
You preaching to the choir, man. We all done did that. Hanks to the Gangster,
yeah.
man, done did it. Flossie done did it. Even Rev Ali, man, with his. Church going ass
hey,
and
hey,
did it too.
It's a whole,
believe
hey, it's a whole lot of brothers out there that didn't do it.
And Queen Jean, look, and Queen Jean has had it done to her.
Exactly, got set up. That's right, set up.
Right on,
got
Queen
set
Jean.
Right on up.
Hey.
I'm
just
going to keep it real. Queen
Jean
can relate to that.
That's why we got you here. That's why we got you on the
yes,
show.
Sir.
Put it out.
Wow.
I'm going to be riding the car and be like, damn, how come my clothes is just coming off by themselves? I don't know what to
say.
That's because the whispers in the back seat. That's because the whispers in the back seat singing. Yeah.
All right, that's a good one. Man, I got one last question, man. I got one last question for you, gangster. And I'm sure that you're probably the only guy that can answer this. For some odd reason, man, my daddy back in the day used to have a 1966 Thunderbird. And I've always liked those, right? And it's like, I don't name two Cadillac, but I always wanted to, if I ever had a lowrider, I always wanted a 66 T-Bird, black and white.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you know, because like that middle part, you slapped that white, tow car black, white interior
yeah.
with a Playboy
oh, yeah.
bunny
yeah,
on
baby.
The trunk.
It's about that time.
Hello.
Have you ever seen somebody with a 66
yeah,
T-Bird lowrider?
My boy Wayne had a motherfucking for Pan Ams had a motherfucking Thunderbird cut like that.
Man, that's so fucking
yes,
fly to me.
Yeah.
I've always loved that. So, man, I got to get my bank up because I got to have a two-door coupe, man, with the Euro kid, all of that. But I got to have a 66, man. I just got to have that.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
the
without
shit,
a doubt.
Hey, man, let's keep it moving because y'all got, man, play some classic oldies, G-Lou. We got the G-Lou.
I got something for you, sweet.
Hangster the Gangster. There you
and
go,
love,
right
so what's
there.
Up with you,
this right
love
here.
You,
this right here. A lot of men love you more, sir. This right here is a guarantee.
Do so.
FM-ism OG Sundays. I got my boy Gangsta. I got, let me do this one for Gangsta right here.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello. Hello.
Jam right there. That's the one right there, Gangster. That's the one.
Yeah, that's a bang. That day, man. That's a bad motherfucker, man.
that's the one.
Yeah, for real.
That's
yeah, that motherfucker right there.
Hey, you know,
yeah, that motherfucker
you
right
hear
there.
That, when you hear this shout, hey, you know that's the one.
Yeah, you know that's it. Right.
Yeah.
Hey, when you hear
yeah.
when you hear motherfucker hollering about that's my song.
Yeah, that's it.
Right.
Turn it all the way up.
Yes, sir.
Hey, G-Luke, I had a little request. That's for everybody, man. Did you pull it up for me?
Oh. Jeez, Louise. Let me see. Did we get that up?
Jeez Louise.
Jeez Louise, huh?
Jeez
Louise.
Hey,
one second on that, Floss. Yeah. I'm glad you reminded me.
I got another one for y'all, man. That,
which one?
I'll be sweeter to you than I was yesterday.
What's that?
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
That's by them. What's them motherfuckers that was made their album in prison?
the
oh, the
morning,
distance.
Man,
no,
look
no.
over your shoulder.
The no take.
The escort, Queen Jean. I'll be sweeter to you than I was yesterday.
Yeah, that's a cold jam, gangster.
You ain't giving me none of the ones you hit me with, though, gangster. So I got to work. I got it.
Hey, you got me over here brainstorming, you know?
Right.
I'm trying to hit him. you junkers, you know, like, just like that A-line and that escort, you don't hear that every day.
You sure don't.
Hey, Gangster, you pull, in your mind, you pulling them old-ass cassettes out, huh?
Nah, hey, I'm going to, hey, I'm going to do some A-track.
Not the A-track.
hey, you say that to these kids now, they look at you so crazy, Gangster. You say A-track to these kids now, they'll be like, what? A-track?
Yeah. Right. Cassettes is foreign to them.
A nigga was sick. A nigga had to be sick if he takes some X-Lax. You know what I mean? You was real sick.
Hell yeah. For real.
Yeah. Well, let's get back in Chevy, G-Lou. One more time.
Yes, sir. I got that coming up for you. Give me 1 minute, Floss, on that. I had to pull that up again. And Gangster wanted to hear the escorts. So.
Yeah, I'll be sweeter to you than I was yesterday.
Right. Okay.
We are all right. Like David and Graff.
Hey, that's it right there. The starving mom.
You said
all right.
Hey.
Hey.
That I know. We'll be right back.
OG Sundays, the G Lou Show. The special guest, OG Gangster, is here. Flossie B.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we got it. Right. We got
it. I want to put this out there for everybody, man, because we all need it, man. So this go out to everybody, man, from Floss to Boss, man, in the G Lou Show, man. Something to lift everybody's fears, man, on a Sunday, on the G Lou Show. Let's go, G Lou.
I don't leave nobody out. I want to say a prayer for you. I hope you get my message through. For the young folks and old folks that need a helping hand.
Flossie B told me to put that out there for y'all right quick, man. Everybody needs prayer. We are here, Hanks of the Gangster, G Lou, Queen Jean, Flossie B, with our special guest, OG Gangster, is here. Representing Compton, the whole Compton. Hey, Gangster. Gangster, I got one for you, Gangster.
Gangster.
And our hopes of concept spreading to the other institutions. You know, I think it's a beautiful thing.
my people to you, and I don't wanna miss nothing now that I can do for you. I know you love me.
I know you. I don't doubt myself. I know I'm doing my job, but still I believe I can squeeze a little bit more love out of this old heart. Listen, I know you love me.
Beautiful, don't you agree? That's a bad jam right there, gangster. That's a bad jam.
That's that oldie, boy.
Oh, wait. Jesus Christ. That's the one. That's the one. Hold on, though. I got one more for you, though, gangster.
You know you're killing me now, huh?
Yeah, that's the one right there, Gilo.
You know you're killing me now.
You already know a nigga low line when you hear that coming down the street.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Traffic.
Each day through my window, I watch her as she passes by. I say to myself, you're such a lucky guy. To have a girl like her is truly a dream come true. Out of all the fellows in the world, she belongs to you. But it was just my imagination running away with me. It was just my imagination.
Slow Rider Oldies, G. Lou, Hanks of the Gangster, Flossie B, Queen Jean, with our special guest, OG Gangster.
Hey, Gary, that was the one right there, boy. That took me back on the trip.
Yes, sir.
Hey, G. Lou.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you,
what
you
up, Floss?
You was different. Hey, you had us different tonight. We was different tonight, man.
Shout out
to Gangster, man, for joining. Hey, shout out to you, Gangsta, for joining us tonight, man. It's always a treat, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, it's always a pleasure fucking with y'all, man. Always.
Right on.
Yes,
right
sir.
On. Yeah, we try to keep it the OG is G Lou, the OG is Low Rider show ever, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep it
That's
real.
That's what it is.
Just like your podcast.
That's right, baby. Without a doubt, man.
Hey, Gangsta. Gangsta, this Hanks of the Gangster, man. I just want to say I appreciate you, too, bro. Appreciate you stepping in, man. You know, we go way, way back with this shit, man. So, man, I'm proud of you, bro. I'm proud of the podcast. I'm proud of you, man, for doing what you're doing, helping the community. You understand me? We the mature now. This the mature gangster.
I tell a motherfucker all the time, homie. It's like this, man. At the end of the day, what the fuck? What do you want your legacy to be? You know what I'm saying?
It is.
For real.
We're only here for a short period of time, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What do you want a legacy or some a motherfucker's gonna remember you and know you did the right thing and know you was a good dude? You know what I'm saying? Or you want some? Or you know the bullshit is gonna fade off anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the real shit gonna endure, man.
Gonna stay. Yeah,
you know?
That's gonna stay.
That's right. Hey, Gangster, let them know one more time when you go unveil the car, man, because I might try to make it to Vegas to come see that, man.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm going to pull him out at that Vegas Super Show November the 20th. You know what I'm saying? That'll be the debut of Irresistible Bitch.
That's her.
How about Twin? Hey, the Twin got something coming, too? What about Twin?
We ain't got a trade coming too.
Yeah. So, well, he'll probably be at the Super Show too.
Yeah, he's trying to make it. He should make it.
Okay.
Well, there y'all have it.
Don't leave.
Hey, he better make it. If he don't make it, you know I'm gonna be talking big shit.
That's what he don't want.
Shout out to Quinn.
Yeah, shout out to Quinn, man.
Yeah. Hey, but shout out to Gangster, man. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Keep that Compton flag waving high in the air, man. You know what I'm saying? Because actually, I don't know if you realize it or not, nigga. You a living legend, man. Ain't too many living legends around no more.
Man,
you know what I'm saying?
Real ones. At the end of the day, homie, it's like this. You know what I'm saying? We all we got, man. You know what I'm saying? We got to make the best of it, homie. Like, all the time, homie. We ain't got to be friends. We ain't got to be homies. You know what I'm saying? We none of that. All we got to do is just respect each other as men, homie. That's it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I ain't got to be your friend. But as a man, you know what I'm saying? All we got to do is respect each other, man. We're going to both live and see another day.
Exactly.
And stay out of niggas' business.
Yeah. Yep.
Definitely that.
Yes, sir.
Leave alone. Right. Yeah, we got Gangster. I need everybody to go to YouTube and type in that OG ENTTV. OG ENTTV.
There it is. Y'all do that.
Where the gangsters is at.
Nation. Let's show him support, man. Let's show gangsters support, man. The OG Lou Nation, man.
That
go
part.
To YouTube, man, and pull that
yes,
up.
Yes, sir.
Let's
go,
do
go
that.
Right now. Subscribe
let's get
to that.
His,
Let's
get
subscribe
his,
to that
let's
so
get his podcast
support.
Popping, man. For real.
Hey, gangster. Also,
yeah.
Tell them about the apparel, too. Tell them about the shirts, the apparel,
oh,
and all
I
that.
I got that OG apparel, man. And, I got them 5 Urban books, man. I guarantee you, you ain't read no Urban books like mine, man. You know what I'm saying? I guarantee if you read my book and don't like it, I give you money back. I got that fire, man. The page turners, you don't even want to put the book down. You can go to OGPublishingApparel.com, OGPublishingApparel.com, and get my books and my apparel, my merch. You know what I'm saying? And you can also, you know what I'm saying, I got a record label out called OG Entertainment. I got 3 artists so far, and they coming. You know what I'm saying? You can go to my OG Entertainment CPT on YouTube, and you can see them at OG Entertainment CPT. You know what I'm saying? And you can follow me on my regular page on Instagram, OG Entertainment _CEO. OG Entertainment _CEO. But at the end of the day, I need y'all to subscribe to this podcast, man. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, man, the bigger it gets and the better it gets, the more doors is going to open and the more opportunity I'm going to have to do some shit for the people, man.
Yes, sir.
Right.
And that's
yes,
what the bottom line is, the people, man. And we got your back here on the G-Luke Show, gang.
Yes,
we got your back, man. We pushing that line
yes,
with
sir.
You, baby.
Gotcha.
Much love.
Yo, hey, man. I appreciate y'all, homie. I appreciate y'all for
yes,
having
sir.
Me on the show, man. And,
yes,
hey, man, I love all y'all, homie, for real.
Love you back, bro.
We'll always be in touch.
Yes, sir. We're going to keep in touch. Send our love to the family, man. Hey, man, it's a good show,
man. Gangsta sound real professional. Gangsta, you sound real professional, though, man. That shit sounded real professional. All the shit you was saying. Sound like you've been doing that shit for about 20 years.
You know, motherfuckers can get real hood, though.
That nigga was professional. Professional with this shit. I like
wow.
that shit.
Yes, sir. What up, Flaw?
You gotta take Gangster on out of here, man. We going down Rosecrans one time. We gotta take him down Rosecrans.
Yeah.
While we up out of here,
man. Let me dip on up out of here on the Crans, baby.
That part.
See how y'all do me. I wasn't ready. Okay.
look,
you feel me?
Drop an OG class, man.
Where's Queen Jean at? Queen Jean, take
gangster,
us out of here with
right
the word.
Here.
There she
okay.
is.
Okay, I just
there
want to say
is.
To you, gangster, much love and respect. Stay solid, OG, CPT for life.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Queen Jean.
And I have subscribed to your channel as well, so I got you. I'm a subscriber now, so I'm going to check you out after the show.
Okay,
Queen Jean.
Hey, let all y'all family, your friends, your people, let everybody know, man.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna put you out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna definitely put you out there.
We got you. Yes, sir. Beautiful show tonight. Beautiful show.
Hey,
yes,
yeah,
sir.
Like I say, man. Whenever y'all need me, just holler.
That part.
Yes,
that
sir.
Part.
Love, gangster.
We
attract
more
like
dancing
grass. Love, guys. There's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer. For only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way.
time. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Right.